What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 9 of A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Praising a Trustworthy God. J. Smith and Daniel Aiken once wrote, "Those who trust the Lord completely rejoice in the Lord fully." Our text for today is from Psalm 33, verses 1 through 12. Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous! Praise befits the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Make melody to Him with the harp of 10 strings. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all His work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of His mouth, all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap. He puts the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom He has chosen as His heritage. We have countless reasons to praise God. These many reasons can be placed under two worship headings: for who God is and for all that He has done. If we just look at the first category and praise Him for who He is, one clearly praiseworthy attribute is God's faithfulness. The authors of Exalting Jesus in Psalms 1 through 50 highlight this in their introductory remarks on the 33rd Psalm. Psalm 33 is a psalm of gladness. It begins with an outburst of praise. The reason for the joy is best summarized in verse 21, "For our hearts rejoice in God because we trust in His holy name." David rejoices because he has discovered that the Lord is trustworthy. In other words, David is rejoicing because the Lord never disappoints. When we place all our hopes in someone who never disappoints, our hearts will be glad. This deeply joyful psalm reminds us that those who trust the Lord completely will rejoice in the Lord fully. The more we trust the Lord, the more we will experience His joy. The first three verses set the tone of Psalm 33. In those few verses, 7 different Hebrew words are used to describe the way we should worship God. Shout for joy, praise, give thanks, make melody, sing, play skillfully, and shout. These all call for outward expressions of celebrating who God is. And verse 4 clearly tells us why we should be so excited to give God praise. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all His work is done in faithfulness. Thus, God's commands, promises, and teachings are free from error, so His Word is always trustworthy. And notice that the psalmist declares that all of God's work can be trusted. Therefore, God consistently works in accordance with His divine character, so believers can fully rely on Him. Again, the writers of Exalting Jesus in Psalms 1 through 50 share the following clarification. When you know and experience what it is like to fully trust the Lord, you will know what it is like to truly rejoice in the Lord. Verses 4 and 5 summarize the rest of the psalm. These words show us three reasons to trust the Lord: His Word, His work, and His unfailing love. The rest of the psalm focuses on those three themes and calls us to trust the Lord's work, word, and love, and as a result, come to know the Lord's joy. As we continue in week 2 of A Disciple of Christ, focus on these three reasons: God's Word, work, and unfailing love. All three can be fully trusted and are worthy of outward celebrations of God. Some questions to consider. How is God's Word trustworthy? How is all of God's work done in faithfulness? And finally, in what ways have you experienced God's unfailing love? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.